state your correct name for the record.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I'm saying it as fast as I possibly can. I'm not. El Jefe, and he deserves a whole segment.
Yeah, he does.
Because
from day one.
Yep. Two songs that are going to hit different. Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Yep.
I was going to throw in Barry's love of Vanilla Ice. and, of course, Black Sheep. I think the choice is yours. It's going to stick with all of us for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah. It definitely has a new meaning and a special place in my heart now. That is for sure.
And I mentioned Jefe because we called him the executive producer, honorary, and self-proclaimed. But from the gifs he created and the way he supported every one of us and had our backs and was, you know, constantly blowing the horn for us to tell everybody to listen and be a part of it, he's been awesome. He's been awesome to Raheel. He's been awesome to everybody at the station, but he's been particularly awesome to us. So I wanted to make sure we got that in. And another guy like that in terms of his loyalty, NASCAR Johnny, he wants to get in. He's still delivering, but he wants to get in, and we got to get him in. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, guys, like I told Nick on the when I was holding, man, it sucks that the show's coming to an end. Y'all got me. I know a lot of other listeners through a lot of crappy days, to say the least. Barry, sucks. You know, I'll be following you, keeping up with all you, supporting as much as I can. But my favorite memory about the show, actually, Friendly Neighborhood Beer Salesman Corey brought it up, was when our company kind of put out an email saying, hey, everyone's streaming a little too much radio. Can y'all cut it back? So we had to kind of find some other ways to listen to y'all, but... Man, appreciate it. Nothing but love to y'all all. Y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you for all the support, Johnny. Yeah, you've been a real one. I do remember that. Johnny and Corey told us that a lot of people were streaming The Suspects and started hogging all the bandwidth at Vinny Keith over there. So they had to start using their phones or whatever.
I remember.
Because they were clogging up the network. That's such an amazing feeling. And it made us feel so proud to hear that because it was like, wow. These guys were really digging this because that was kind of early on. I mean, that was a year and a half in, I think. And
wasn't P. Randizzle the one, too, that was playing it out loud and got in trouble? And
he got written up and fired.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep.
I think he got fired. I think
you're right. I didn't want to say it until someone else verified it, but I think someone lost their job over listening and being a suspect.
They had it, yeah. I don't know what it was. I don't remember what it is, but he sent me a message. He goes, bro, you got me written up. I was like, what? He goes, I had you on speaker, and you said something inappropriate, and someone walked by and heard it and told HR, and P. Randizzle got written up. I think he got fired, but I know for sure. He sent me a picture of the write-up.
Yeah, I remember it, yeah. Yeah, I remember it for sure.
Oh, so funny.
Lowen T is another loyal, and he said, I got a small 3M window film company we want to sponsor. Look, fellas and ladies, I kid and I don't, but I'm not going to throw it off the table. You know, call David Gow, call Todd at ESPN Radio. Yep. Start packing it together and see what you can do because, this, like Barry keeps saying, this wasn't our choice, and we wanted to keep going.
No.
So any way it's possible, we'd love to have it happen as we continue
absolutely.
To get to the show.
And Nick, thank you for reaching out.
We got more calls, Nick?
We do. Let me screen one of them though before we get to it though.
Okay. All right. So again, the text message is full. The tweets are coming in all over the place.
This was a cool tweet from Buddy Tyrell. He said, Barry, man, just now hearing the news. What started out as my least favorite show grew to be my favorite by far. You were the one I interacted with mostly after seeing and talking to you live in San Antonio last year. I just got so much respect for you. Much love. That's cool, buddy. I appreciate that. I think we've heard that a few times now where people hated us at first.
Yeah.
Or they hated Joel at first, or they hated me at first, and we kind of grew on them, and now they loved the show, or they love Joel now, or me now, and that's so great, and you know, I'm so appreciative of that too, because that means you still gave us a chance.
Yeah, you stuck with us.
That means a lot. Yeah.
For all the a-holes that stuck with us just to take continuous shots at us, people that stuck with us and started to like us was fantastic.
Yeah, by the way, somebody had tweeted, I can't find it, but they were like, also thank you for banning OU Mike and doing the whole city a favor.
That's hilarious. That's so hilarious.
That is funny.
We've got Knuckles on the line. He wants to give you a shout out.
All right.
All right, Knuckles.
What's up, Knuckles?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, man, Barry, I wasn't with you at first when you first started, only because I had to get used to Joel. Because the show was new, and you was going from trap to you, and I was liking Trap. Uh-huh. He was funny. He was funny because he was real, and the things he was saying was just real. And then you came to the show, had a different type of funny. But I had to get used to Joel's face. I meant to say his voice, and then I had to get used to your voice. But only because of the transition, because y'all was new. But sorry you're leaving, man. I'm a truck driver. My job is pretty secure. But I know what you're going through. I got kids in the house. that's not working. But you'll bounce back, man. You'll bounce back. Or you'll bounce higher, actually. Have a good one, man. Love you, bro.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, as big and as the good Barry news is, was that he'll bounce back from anything.
The good news is that Barry and Trap are both black. So, I mean, at least when you were trying to adjust the voices, you had that going for you, which was nice. So, I mean.
We got another suspect on the line.
Okay.
P. Randizzle wants to talk about it.
Oh, my buddy.
So, fellas, I've been trying to win Garth Brooks tickets for 20 minutes now. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say thanks for everything, man. This has been pretty awesome. I'm actually pretty nervous calling right now. I feel like a small town white woman on the news. Oh, my God. I really do appreciate everything, and show's been awesome. Wouldn't be anything without you, and appreciate the shout-outs online and over the interwebs and on the show. So, anyway, love you guys, and stay in touch, and I'll hit you on the Instagram.
hey, Patrick, did you get fired from one job for listening to us?
He hung up. But
yeah, I know.
I wanted to get that verification.
Yep.
Not that I put that in a resume thing, but yeah.
Right. Be like, so what were your greatest accomplishments when you did your show at ESPN? Well, I got somebody fired, and not listing that for sure.
Let's be honest. That's you. You using choice language is what got people fired, not us.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Call it as we see it. Nick, any more? We got more calls, or are we just
no? We're all out on the calls. One just dropped.
Man, I appreciate everybody that called for real.
But it just
thank
dropped.
You.
So we missed a lot, honestly. To be honest with you, for those of you who've been trying to get in, I've been doing the best I can to screen them. But yeah, if we missed the call, it was unintentional.
Well, this is one that Barry rubbed off on. It says, "Y'all are bitches because you got me crying like a little bitch too." That would be the Barry tweet of the day.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that.
Someone said, I feel awful. I listen every day. Y'all are fantastic. I should have supported y'all's advertisers because it sucks. National midday radio sucks. Well, there you go. So,
yeah.
Barry, I never
so I think
I never got to correct your spelling. Block me.
Never what? Sorry?
Barry, I never got a chance to correct me on your spelling, but block me anyway.
That's funny. Yeah, that's still a
Cowboy
thing.
Trav's on hold. Let's get Cowboy Trav in here.
What's up, Cowboy Trav?
Man, not much, man. This is a rough day for me. And I just got to tell y'all do more than just make people laugh. I mean, laughter is a therapy, and your radio show is a therapy for me. And y'all did so much for me. Y'all helped me get through some really bad times. And I don't know what it was about y'all guys. It just felt like I could relate with everything y'all was saying, and it felt like I knew y'all. And this effing sucks, man. And
appreciate you, Cowboy Trav.
Trav, you've been fantastic. We always love your support.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Hang in there, buddy.
We know the stuff you've been through. Yeah, we know the stuff you've been through, yeah. and we were happy to be a part of the, you know, helping you through. And so just keep pressing forward and know that we're with you.
Yes, sir. One more thing. How about them Cowboys? That's what you joke.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I didn't. Could have, you know, it was going so well, and I could have not put out that.
That's funny. Yeah, man.
It says, damn, man, y'all are supposed to be the next Blitz. I've been with y'all since day one. It's not going to be the same, Barry. I won't have y'all be there, and my day will be screwed because you got me through so many days when I was having a screwed-up day at work, and you'd make me laugh or make my day. Well, y'all don't realize how much you made our day, too.
We've got Justin.
For real. Oh, real quick, P. Randizzle did tweet. He said, I was suspended a half day for Barry's masturbating to Yanni bit. And then he said, I hate calling because I hate my voice. I hate it too, Patrick. I hate your voice. Keep tweeting.
He's got plenty of people in trouble. Ask the Uber driver. He was it Uber Mike, I believe?
The Uber driver.
Yep.
That's so great.
You recapping the Uber driver home, the Uber ride home after the Super Bowl party was pretty outstanding.
All right, let's go to Justin. Justin's on the line.
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, just wanted to put my two cents in. I've been listening since Barry first got on about the Rock the Mic. I used to actually go watch the Rock the Mic comps at Tupelo, so I was right in the area. But came on the air right after some big stuff in my life happened. I got out of rehab, and I've kind of been finding myself through this journey. And I actually wanted to get into sports broadcasting out of high school. It's something I ended up not doing. But Barry's been my favorite. I've been listening since Fred and AJ had the noon slot. So I've been with ESPN for a long, long time. And Barry, you're without a doubt the most iconic figure as far as what you've been able to bring to the show and kind of change the forefront of what I understood radio to be. So I just wanted to thank you, man, and let you know that you're going to be missed a lot. And you're much appreciated. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. That was a great call. Thank you, Barry.
We've got Alan on. Can we do one more call before we go to break?
Sure.
Alan, you're on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, Barry, man. How you doing? Just prayers to you and your family, and hope everything pops back up in the future. But I moved here to Houston about 2 years ago from Florida, man, and turned on 97.5, and you're the first one talking. And I said, why the hell is Dan Le Batard in Houston radio? I looked about 5 more minutes, and I'm like, why the hell is Dan Le Batard not as annoying as I remember him? Well, 10 minutes passed, you say your name, and you've been one of my favorite Houstonians since. So, miss you. Just give me a follow on Twitter.
Appreciate you, buddy.
That was great. Nick, a text message. Nick, you finally got Barry canned, you son of a bitch. Are you happy now?
No.
Just kidding. Love all you guys. Good luck, Barry, in the future. This one's gonna solve some mysteries on the last day of the show, fellas. May my Twitter accounts at Joel's Pink Headphones and at Barry's Flabby Arms forever live in infamy. Thank you for everything, guys. Signed, John Parker.
There's
John Parker. The answer,
son of a bitch.
This whole time.
How about
I've been
that?
Nice to him.
Yep.
Oh, man. Tell Barry's Flabby Arms to follow me on YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. That's hilarious. Oh, I was so pissed about that account. Oh, I was so mad. I was like, all right, you're blowing it out of proportion. This is too far, whoever this is.
I want to know before the end of the show who did the damn living room.
That's what I thought was going to be revealed.
Oh,
I forgot
about
to
the living room
moment.
Account.
Get to church, bitch.
I totally forgot about the living room account. Oh, you hated that so much.
Oh, man.
Oh,
just
my God.
Despised it.
All right, I really forgot about Barry's Flabby Arms. I tried to block that out.
Oh, we didn't. We saw him every day. We'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Who's this? Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back as we roll through the final, and I mean final, hour of The Usual Suspects. If you missed it, boy, it's all over the place. There are a lot of you that are texting and saying, I tuned in late, what's going on? Well, this is normally the portion of the program where we tell you to go to ESPN 975 and check the podcast for anything that you missed. Hopefully the show test for The Suspects may stay up for a few more days. I don't know.
Yeah, I got to get a reel made, damn it. Don't take it down yet. I don't even know what to put on a reel. I'm so screwed. I have no resume, no reel, no nothing.
And I'm not even kidding when I've said there's been well over 350 text messages today or more. And I mean, we're not going to get to all of them, but the continuous stories of you guys got me through my day. I couldn't turn it off when you guys would tell a story when I was in the car. All the different, the things of love. We appreciate y'all too. And it's all starts with Barry. And obviously Nick and I said before the show, this is exactly what we wanted, and you guys have come through once again because we wanted this to be about Barry and for Barry, and because, you know, I think we all feel it. I can't tell you also how many people have said grown-ass men at 39 crying. Look, it's not a bad thing. I mean, when you put as much into it as we did and you cared about it as much as we did, don't be afraid of it, man. It just shows that you cared.
Indeed.
So we got that. Let me see. It says, guys, I just want to send this text to thank y'all for everything you've done, from comedy to just messing with each other to the sports takes to Barry's numbers and spreadsheets. One of the best radio shows ever. I want to give a huge shout-out to y'all for promoting the pizza place I work at in South Shore. You got the guys to tip me. It meant the absolute world to me.
Hey.
There was another one. Yeah, that was awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah.
There's just... I mean, look, the stories, a lot of them we can relate to because you've told us the story. A lot of them, even if we don't know the story, it means the world to us that we made a difference. So we want to make sure to BC, we give you a shout out. Shane says, not a lifer, and you'll love this one, Barry, but I've been a proud one for a few months since I moved here. Proud suspect, really beating myself up for starting our relationship by telling Joel to take his tampon out. Didn't think... this young, budding dynamic show. Thank you for being real. I'll miss you guys every day at work, Shane. So we appreciate you too as well, Shane. Yes, I know. You've reached out and apologized and all that, and it's all good.
I was doing a count of how many comedians we featured on FEF Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was over 100.
Wait, it's not FEF?
We had over... Well, see, I was respecting the hustle, Joel. But I think we ended up with almost, or right at, or a little over. I don't have an exact count because I forgot to write some of them down. But I mean, it's basically 2 years. Well, it was over 2 years, but we repeated some. But I'm proud of that too because I got to take a little piece of what I, you know, another part of me, and infuse it into the show, and give some opportunities to some local, you know, comedians that maybe nobody would have otherwise heard their jokes or heard of them. And I don't know how effective it was. I know a few times people said, well, I heard this guy on the show, so I started following him on Twitter. And I love that. And that was the whole point. So I'm also very proud of that.
Yeah, for sure. Someone chiming in, one of their favorite moments was Sunfest and you're wandering through Forever 21.
Not my favorite moment. I'm sitting there running up and down Forever 21 looking for his ass.
Poor Nick had to babysit. Gosh, that was
a fun time.
That was a day. That was so much fun.
Man, and there's too many memories to even try and concoct all of them and cover them all. But this is what we all needed. The therapy of today is exactly because I didn't know what to expect today. I'll be honest with you. I know what I wanted out of it, and I wanted you to get exactly what we're getting out of it, and I wanted us indirectly to get it because, you know, we may be fortunate enough to stay on, but it doesn't doesn't take surpass the hurt that Nick and I feel, because we've talked about it off the air several times about how much we put into this show and how it hit me. I think it was last night. I told Nick at some point. I called him and I said, "You know what, bro?" I was like, "As awful as I'm feeling for Barry, and I can't get over that." Something just hit me, and I think it was someone on Twitter after listening to your live chat or whatever had tweeted something, and I went, damn, this is the end of the suspects, too. It's just, it's a double whammy that when I started, you know, digesting it from that angle, it was like, wow, holy cow, this is a lot worse.
Yeah, that's, you know, it didn't hit me at first either, but then I realized, well, damn, this is, you know, because I asked, I was like, well, is Nick at least going to take my place? Because I was hoping they weren't going to replace me with somebody else. They were just going to give Nick the opportunity to fill that role. But, it's going to be Nick's going to produce, but it's going to be, well, no, he said, no, it's going to be Charlie and Joel from 11 to 2 and Will Kane from 2 to 4. So I was like, oh, well, that's the end of the suspects. Because I legit thought that maybe the show would continue. It just, you know, I wasn't going to be here. So you're right. I mean, as much as I appreciate you guys making this about me today, this is also the end of the suspects, man. And that's, it didn't dawn on me until we started really discussing it and all that. And it was like, damn, that sucks. That's like like you said, it's a double whammy. It sucks, man. It really does.
Great text here. It says, the suspects were the main reason I snuck out of work early on Thursdays to come home, enjoy some beer, decompress, and get some great laughs. It's not going to be the same. Good luck to Barry in the future. God bless him, Nora, and the gay cat. I'll catch you on the flip side.
The gay cat. Okay, that's hilarious. Oliver.
Oliver is not – well, okay. He kind of
Oliver is metrosexual. That's all we're saying. It's Oliver is metrosexual.
Joel blew that. I made one little gay cat comment that I thought he meowed with a lisp, and Joel just had to run with it like he does and just blow it way out of proportion. You know, when it comes to Joel and lisps, he just can't help himself.
Oh, that was person another got mad.
One. Somebody got mad at Joel, but you always make fun of people with lisps. And then he, like, literally read the text with a lisp.
It was, it was the Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, you did.
The Shannon Sharp was really good. That was a really good one.
They were like, every time Joel does an impression, it has a lisp. That's not
right. Hammer doesn't have a lisp. Stephen A. doesn't have a lisp.
We have one of our own that wants to talk to Barry, one of our very own on hold.
Uh-oh.
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah, go ahead.
You can't stand this guy. Juggalo Trey is on the HRP.
Oh, my buddy.
Hey, what's up, Barry? Sorry to see hear about everything. I'm pretty upset about what's going on, but it's been a really good time. Thanks for always having me on your show and stuff.
Love you, buddy.
I love
Didn't
you,
expect
man.
That.
It's been a good run, and but you're not gonna die or anything. You're still gonna be around, but like, I don't know. It's been tough. Some dude on Twitter.
You can say it's the suspect. You can say dick.
I told him his kids didn't look like him, so he's
Trey, we mentioned it early in children. The show. You did Barry justice last night. You get our blessing to do everything you did last night.
Well, I went overboard, but that's just how much I love you guys. You guys are such a big part of my life, and I don't think I'd be where I am without you guys. So I just had to say thanks. Sorry, I don't mean to be all choked up or anything, but they're just a big part of my life, you guys are. You and Nick and Joel, y'all took a chance on me and brought me in one time when I spelled that dude's name wrong. I think it was Nathan or something, but I couldn't be more grateful for you guys. So
we love you, Trey.
Love you, buddy.
Y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all soon.
Yes, you will.
As much as I enjoyed that call, I mean, we appreciate that call. I did not expect it to go.
I didn't see it coming that way.
I really didn't. He wasn't choked up on the phone. So
yeah, he had texted me and said, "Tell Nick I'm calling." And before I could, you got the call, and I thought this was just going to be some funny bit like he normally does when he tries to disguise his voice, and we know who it is. And instead, he went that route, and I did not expect that.
Nope.
So when's the suspects get together happening? Well, we're going to have to do that. Other people want a live chat. With
totally down for that. We just have
That's
to make arrangements.
We should do as well.
Yeah, I'm totally. People have been asking me to keep the live chats going. I don't think I'm going to do anything this week. I just need to decompress. But
you should eventually
do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What's the? Can we just? Can we give the main number out at some point? I'm not kidding you. With all the texts that I've got from people that want to call and talk about resurrecting the show by calling and sponsoring the show, Nick. At some point when we come back from break, give me the main number and ask for Todd. Start with. And all you guys that want to sponsor the show, we're not saying it's going to be a slam dunk and it's going to work, but I'm not opposed to at least putting it in the right hand. So let's try and do that.
Same.
So Nick will get that phone number for us. And also, Nick, someone texted in, I'm 31 years old, and it shames me to admit that Fart Sharara was one of the funniest bits I can recall.
Why did we do that again?
I don't remember.
I don't even remember.
It was because we were talking about Booger McFarlane, and I think I said that's the stupidest nickname. That'd be like calling you Fart Sharara.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
And it just took off from there.
Because it was the Booger – yeah, it was the Booger McFarlane thing. I think we were talking about him during –
And can I just say that for all the things that pain me about you leaving, Barry, nothing pains me more than not being able to crop dust you one more time in the studio. I want to let that be known right
now. That's one thing Barry is not going to miss.
Bro – no, look, I'm not going to lie. I never thought I would miss Joel farting, and I think I'm going to miss it because it means there's no show. Absolutely.
Man, I would gladly singe your nose hair one more time. Okay, with all that being said, before the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. They're still open during this pandemic. They're close to downtown. They're in Pearland, Lake Jackson, and they are here to service you. You guys, you know, you don't have the energy you once had. You got everybody home with all this going on, and you don't have the energy to play with your kids or get back in the gym and work out, or maybe, you know, just go for a run or a bike ride, or maybe you're losing a little of that oomph in the bedroom. Well, for all those and more, there's Apollo Men's Health. They're here to take care of you. They got cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces your weekly business, especially during a time like this with the coronavirus. But you still get the overall wellness, the boost in energy, and all the help in the bedroom. You can do the traditional testosterone therapy as well, and there are so many more things they do for you. It's all centered around you. Body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, everything to increase your overall quality of life. Give them a call right now, 832-664-9966, 832-664-9966, or visit their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment online. Most major insurance accepted and discounts for military personnel and first responders. Oh, and David and their crew would love to see you. Check them out at Apollo Men's Health.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
All right, people, listen and listen close. And if you were serious, step up right now. Radio@galmedia.com. That will go directly to our man Todd in charge of all sales. So for all of you, and I mean all of you, that have been texting the show throughout the show, radio@galmedia.com. It's the best way to reach Todd because he's not in the office with everything going on right now. But step up. Look, at this point, we'll try anything because we love what we're doing and we love that you love it. So if there's a way, we would love to have it play out. So there you go.
I ain't S'ing nobody's D, but I'll help. I'll do what I can. Man, that Trey call got me, guys. Whew.
Oh, man. I just said that to you guys in the break. I did not see it coming.
Boy.
Woo, caught me. So let's get some of these out of the way. This show got me through a pretty rough time the past few years. It's going to be harder, but we know Barry's going to land somewhere great, and that's from another one of our day ones, Chris Householder. Chris Householder, yep. Thank you. We appreciate you. Wanted to make sure I got that in. Damn, y'all never got that dude to drink y'all's pee. You should have done that. That was another good one.
I was told that we were not allowed to do that because he could have died. And I was like, yep. What are the chances? Todd was like, there's like a 1% chance that if you drink your own pee, you could die. I was like, oh, okay, for good radio, we'll take that chance. He was like, no, Barry, we can't have someone drink their pee and then get sick and die. And I was like, well, they'll sign a waiver. He was like, no, not happening.
Way before we had MJ in the last dance, knowing that there were 10 pills and 9 would cure him, we had Barry going, the chance is so minute. Who cares? That saga, we went days trying to find a way to make that happen.
I literally had the GoFundMe created with money in it before we got off air. I had to go to the GoFundMe people and ask to give all the money back because I was like, well – they're like, now what now? I was like, well, we were going to have this. I'm on radio. We were going to have this guy drink his own urine. And they were like, what? I was like, so we were raising money to give it to him. And they were like, whatever. That's just weird. And then they gave all the money back. It was hilarious, though, because we had money in the pot already for this dude to drink his pee.
You know how many ideas we've had shot down because we were just trying to have too much fun? The dolly in the parking lot was shot down.
Yeah, the intern Olympics where Barry wanted someone in a desk chair to go down a two-story ramp.
Barry wanted to do some legal lean. Or did you end up doing it? Did you do the legal lean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the legal lean.
Yeah, because your hand, you got the jitters.
Coco Loco.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, the Coco Loco. Snorted the chocolate, yeah.
Barry, this is Joel Osteen. Despite all the bashing, I still love you. Oh, when you guys had the Twin Peaks girls on and had over 300 people watching on Twitch when we tried to set up Baby Dwight.
Oh, yes. We tried to get him hooked
at
up.
At Twin Peaks Kirby. Yep.
So funny. Yes.
Nice touch by Gal Media to give Barry a Blue Angels flyover today for the farewell. I thought of that as well.
That was really cool. Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah. Well, I saw it.
Yeah, that was. Oh, you did see it? Nora
yeah,
wanted
unfortunately.
To see it, but she's actually off today, but it was for all of the medical workers, right?
Yeah, it was for all the first responders. They showed the route. I took Taylor outside, and being as far out in Sugar Land as we are, we saw him briefly for just one quick moment. But obviously in the downtown medical center area, they did a couple of routes. So that's very, very cool. Your boy Walt chimed really cool. in with a nice note that you know how much of a supporter he is of yours.
Walt's my dude, man.
Your boy Sam Rubio chimed in. He wanted me to yell at him. Yep. I won't do that, but he loves you.
Did you see his tweet, Joel?
I did.
He tweeted you. He's like, Joel, it's the last show. Can you please not yell today? Like, just giving you hell on the way out. Gary Cooper asked, damn, sorry to hear that, Barry. Are you still going to do the Houston Sports Show? So, yes, I'm still on the Houston Sports Show, which airs every Sunday at 11:30 on Channel 2, 11:30 at night. Now, of course, who knows? I mean, you know, it's a sponsor-driven business as well. So hopefully that is something that I get to continue to do as well because I love that. But, for the time being, still Barry on sports on Channel 2, 11:30 at night on Sunday.
I heard Channel 2 is a place to be.
Please. That's what I hear. Lisa and I are co-workers. What?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
There you go.
That's not how that works.
Barry racing camels was legit. No, it was not.
Oh, yeah.
It
no.
was a fart.
Certified champion.
It was a fake championship. It was ridiculous. The one
you guys
that
were
I'm not going to go
greatness this whole time.
I'm not going to go in depth on this text because we already heard from him. But Cowboy Trav, and I wanted you to hear this, Barry. Starts out, but Barry, y'all saved my life, and I mean it to the fullest. Y'all was the reason I laughed in a really, really long time. I was in rehab. You guys got me through some very scary and rough times. Don't thank me. Thank you. So much love, Cowboy Trav. We do appreciate you.
Yeah.
That means a ton to all of us. I know that.
I remember the time that somebody called and said they were, I don't know, I think they were they dying or they had like terminal cancer or something like that? Do you remember that? and they called and man, wasn't that where was that? There was a show when somebody called. Maybe I'm mixing my shows. I might have been filling in on the Blitz, but somebody called.
Oh, that
like,
didn't
terminal cancer. Somebody called. Well, somebody called and had like terminal cancer and said, you know, I love listening to the radio and this and that. And that was the first time I'd ever heard anything like that. And it was just like, oh my goodness. That's. I think that was literally the first time in my radio career that I realized, you know, maybe we can have an impact on people outside of just talking sports, because that was like so shocking to me. But yeah, I thought that was on our show, but I might have been on the Blitz with like AJ or Fred or something like that. But it was, whoo, that was heartbreaking too. You know, just like Trav saying in that. A lot of people have, I'm sure, reached out to you, Joel, and reached out to you, Nick, and, you know, reached out to me as well and said, man, you got me through a tough time in my life. You got me through a really difficult period, whether it was depression or people getting, you know, transitions in life or, you know, whatever it was, medical. And, man, I'm so glad to hear that. I am so glad that it was more than just a radio show to some people, because it was more than just a radio show to us, for sure.
For sure. this is a great one. Barry asked me on air if I enjoyed his sausage before an Astros home opener. Joel has talked about penises and my 10-year-old daughter at the West. Where else can you get that? Really am going to miss Barry and y'all together so much. That was part of our Steelers crew in Beaumont. The Winchesters and all that. They tweeted as well, so good stuff there. All right, we're going to continue to roll with the final hour. Actually, the final segment coming up next. Barry, get ready, because I'll just turn it over to you and let you take us out.
Oh, no, dude. You can't do that to me. I'll never make it through.
We get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse 3.5 years ago. I re-upped with them. Why? Well, I saved thousands off my previous energy provider. You can, too. P. Randizzle, who called the show today, he's one of those loyal suspects that saved a ton of money by signing up with Infuse. Just check him out, InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call him 844-INFUSE-2, 844-463-8732. You mention ESPN 97.5 right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. They have the finest ratings in the business, 5 out of 5-star customer service from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That is the best you can get. They are going to listen, they are going to ask questions, and they are going to get you the most pinpointed, accurate rate and deal they can possibly give you. And they're never going to try and fool you, pull the wool over your eyes, or BS you throughout the process. Honesty is their policy. Check them out. InfuseEnergy.com, or call them 844-INFUSE-2 and tell them Joel Blank sent you by. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Everybody, this show absolutely, in all caps, cannot leave the air. Send me information to help bring on sponsors. Please, radio@galmedia.com if you want to get involved in that. Mm-hmm. There's too many people that would love to talk to you, and none more than Nick and myself, because we want the man that's on with us right now for the final time during this show to stick with us. So if we can do anything to do that, we would be forever in your debt. I love the show when Barry got so mad on a text and gave the phone number out, and then the suspects trolled that number. You guys have both done that, by the way.
Yeah.
It was outstanding both times.
Yeah, that I do remember that. People started texting him. And he was like, all right, tell everybody to stop. I'm sorry.
What was the chase at last year's listener appreciation party?
The chase? Tracy chasing me around the damn... Her drunk ass was chasing me all over the floor, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, when she wouldn't leave me alone.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, a lot of people love Comedian of the Week.
Oh, that's good, man. That warms my heart so much. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I know I didn't always put in the best effort. Sometimes I would forget. But I was really proud to be able to cross that community and that platform over into what we do and mix it in.
Oh, really? Great ones here. Barry's lawn getting scalped by a random dude was the best. It's an F that Wednesday. I don't know. Okay. I love the bit about Nick's dog loving peanut butter. Yeah, I don't think Nick did. That one lasted long.
Oh, my God. And then of
that
course,
would not go away.
It would not. And then, of course, I tweet out, just I'm so dumb. I tweet out this new whiskey I'm trying, and it's peanut butter flavored. And I should have known Joel was going to be the first one to tweet back at me. I don't know why I even tweeted that damn thing.
That's so funny. Yeah, you did get peanut butter whiskey. My first thought was, damn, Nick's dog is going to be drunk as hell.
Oh, that's what Nick tweeted out. Anybody tried this? I go, yeah, Nick, my dogs have.
Nick's dog's breath going to smell like penis and whiskey. I had to get one in the final, even though school's not in, the final 3 o'clock hour, right?
I know.
Boy, I mean, the T-shirts, everybody wants truck driver Pookie's again chiming in. Too many to get to. Remember when you guys did a shoe segment about the kicks you used to wear back in the day? It was absolute fire. I think that's another thing that we did where, besides Raheel, no one would get into it. And then everybody kind of knew that we were the resident shoe guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
Barry drinking legal lean. Says, Barry, please don't sell your soul and go to 610. I don't know where that came from.
Bro, I'm a gun for hire. At this point, I don't want to miss radio. I'm telling you right now. And I do want to say something. And I do want to say something because it did – that was a thought of mine is – I know I took shots at individual people and talked about it, but look, I was ESPN ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was at 610, trust me, for these last 3 years, I would have been taking shots at ESPN and 790. I just want to be real honest and transparent about that. You know, that's just how I am. I'm very loyal to my team. So I love plenty of folks at both of those stations, and this is not me groveling for a job. That's just a fact. And I can admit that now because I don't work here anymore, but that's exactly what that was.
What's up, guys? This is Shane, your former intern. I loved y'all's show. Always look forward to being scheduled to podcast the show. Before my first day, Barry called out an intern and brought her in and roasted her for not knowing who Baker Mayfield was. I was terrified to podcast your show knowing there was a chance to be roasted, but I enjoyed the great entertainment y'all always brought. Barry, look forward to your next stand-up and when you visit San Antonio.
Appreciate you, Shane. I think Shane was the guy that – he put me in my place. He was literally the only intern to –
There were two.
Who was the other one?
Jerry Bowe.
Oh, that's right.
Jerry Bowe.
They called him Charlemagne.
That first day.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, Jerry Bowe got after me. But Shane, too, because I made fun of his clothes. And I don't remember what he said about mine, but in my mind, I was like, yo, this dude has it. Like, that was legit. Outwardly, I was pissed. I was like, uh-uh. But inside, I was like, yo, look at this.
What did that intern say? She said she was
the Houston Astros.
Asteroids, yeah. She's an Asteroids fan. She's not an
Asteroids
fan.
Was she the one I called a douchebag?
Yeah, and then we killed you for calling. Yep.
Yeah, that was borderline offensive, too.
Look, I disagree. Words, like the word bitch, you guys know that if I call a chick a bitch, it doesn't mean that it's supposed in a sexist way because I call it dudes bitches. The same thing with douchebag. Chicks can be douchebags in as much as dudes can be bitches, okay? I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, you can.
Probably a poor choice of words right here.
But
Nick, we're not there yet, but I'm going to make a suggestion real quick. I'm going to suggest you get a lot of the best of Barry's and all the different outtakes you have. And then lead us in because I don't think anybody's going to want to say the final, and I'm not in the mood for it. So I'm not going to do it. Someone said it feels like the day the Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, we'll take that.
Brandon Hannon just said, Barry, at the Red House, good times.
I was just going to say, that was one that was there that I had to get in at the Red House. Yeah, that was definitely a big one there as I try to get through as many of these. Can't call because I'm going to cry, but tell Barry eucalyptus oil keeps mosquitoes away. EMTs will forever be suspects. They were listening. Appreciate that. Yeah, God, that means a lot.
The guy mail, calling mail claiming mail to be carriers, God. Always. Huh?
Remember the guy that kept calling claiming to be God?
Oh. Yes.
And your dumbass.
The crazy guy.
On, pull through.
The crazy guy. I do remember him. That was creepy. That was real creepy.
Friendships made and things we did in the weight loss challenges were great. Yes, they were. Oh, yeah. We appreciate you guys. Been a silent suspect. Favorite show and radio. Crushed to lose you guys. I have taken every bit of lawn advice from Barry. It's amazing. Miss you. That's great.
Wow.
This feels like a funeral. It's been too hard for me to listen to the entire show. Amazon B's brother. Another loyal.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they keep coming in.
Stalker Brian said, my favorite part of the show was when Nick's swinger friend called and I mentioned that any interested women should message me and you guys roasted me for it. That was from Stalker Brian. He said, I'm really going to miss you guys. I miss the feet jokes too. And Rory, man, spot on. He said, I think the Trey call got a lot of Houston. I know it got me a bunch of crying ass dudes in Houston right now and I'm one of them. Man, that Trey call was tough because I genuinely love that dude, man.
I do too.
Whew, that was tough.
Can't wait to have
this whole day. This whole day has been tough. I'm not gonna lie. This has been really difficult
for all of us. In honor of Barry, I'm gonna chug my own pee tonight, Jacob. All right,
do it, Jacob. TikTok.
Do it, Jacob. And Jacob's gonna be that 1%, and then you're gonna have that on your shoulders for the rest of your life,
dude. Chug, put it on TikTok. You'll be famous, bro. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and dead. He'll be famous and dead because he drank the pee and he was the 1%. Never
what
thought I'd
this?
See the day Barry gets let go before Bill O'Brien.
Wow. That one cuts deep. Oh, that one cuts deep.
Godspeed Sausage King. I can't read the first part of it. It's offensive to other people that work at our station.
Oh, it is?
Yep. You can go in the deleted items if you like.
I'm not opening it. I don't.
Yeah, the Trey call. People are commenting left and right about that one. Got him in their feels. His little ass made me cry. First of all, his ass isn't little, but second of all, he made a lot of us cry. So, yep. Oh. Well, Nick, please take the advice because I'm dead serious. We've had enough of them already today. Someone said, got to say penis one more time. Thanks for the memories. Best of luck to y'all, Mike in the Woodlands. I'll leave that to Barry as well.
Look, man, I'll just tell you this, because I didn't want to do this either, but you know we love you. We'll support you. If you ever need anything, anybody messing with you, we'll go get your weed whacker and we'll whoop those guys' ass, man. We absolutely love you. We want the best for you. The 97.5ers want the best for you. The suspects, we're always down for you, and everybody knows you're an amazing talent, and you're gonna get right back on your feet, and you're gonna do amazing things, and I know that 100%. I didn't want to do this, but I did it because you mean so much to me in my career.
Yeah,
so Barry, we love you. The 97.5ers love you, and we wish this is just a new chapter. So we wish nothing but the best for you, man.
I said it.
Follow Raheel. Follow Barry. Support them now more than ever because it's the most important time. And again, please, radio@gowmedia.com. Do whatever you can to support. If there's a way to bring it back, believe me, we're all game for it. Barry,
you're not
dying. You know that we talk. We will again. So not goodbye, but farewell. You know I love you. I'm going to miss you.
Love you guys.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
Oh, God, I'm still swallowing it, though.
Three balls is better than one.
Soft pork corn.
It's not supposed to bend that way.
It's going to have so much meat in my pants.
I don't want to keep beating it.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.